heading down the home stretch in the legislative sessions for 2021. And that's why you get an opportunity every week during those sessions to chat with our 12th District State Representatives and Senator Brad Hawkins. Tuesdays is Senator Hawkins' turn in that rotation. And today, Brad's going to be talking to us about a couple of bills that he has started that have kind of finalized their process of blossoming throughout the course of the legislative sessions in both the Senate and the House now. We'll also be talking about where the Senate sessions are at, as well as a couple other things that are still yet to be done as we head down the home stretch of this year's proceedings. And Brad, I appreciate the time as always. Thanks.
Good morning, Chris. Always great to be with you.
Yeah, absolutely. So low 80s on Sunday. This is nuts here in North Central Washington. You got to be happy to be here, I guess. I mean, Olympia is not looking too bad either, but it's a good time to be home, I'd say.
Yeah, but it's some harsh wind, at least last night. That was kind of crazy, but, you know, springtime weather, I guess.
Yeah, this is the upside to global warming, dare I say the words, but, you know, if you're a believer in those sorts of things, I suppose this would be a time to rejoice. Brad, you're heading down the home stretch of the sessions now. It's been obviously an unprecedented year, but it seems like a lot has gotten done, and it seemed like there was also a little bit more to do, for maybe correct me if I'm wrong, but because of the COVID crisis, that caused a bit more of a scramble. So as we head down the home stretch of the sessions, tell us where we're at right now, just in general, in particular in the Senate.
Well, it's pushing towards the very end, and everybody's thinking about and talking about what we call the end game, which is the final few days of session when we usually approve all three budgets. There's always some major pieces of legislation that have the potential of passing. Sometimes they do and sometimes they don't. Sometimes there's also a sprinkling of other bills that almost made it that get a final bump at the end. And I have one of those bills that I'm hoping falls into that category. But April 25th is the final scheduled day of session. And so this week, basically, and early into next week, maybe over the weekend, but not much further, is the stage to finally decide upon the things that will be in the three budgets: operating, transportation, and capital. And then, like I said, there's some major, larger scale pieces of policy. The cap and trade climate bill has passed the Senate. The low carbon fuels bill has passed the Senate. The Senate transportation chair is also trying to pass through in these final days a large scale statewide transportation investment package, which also has a corresponding list of revenue raisers. And so it's a big push to get all this done. But basically, we're trying to, you know, finish the session on April 25th, which means we need a few days to pass all these budgets. And then also a few days prior, these need to be sent, all the final language needs to be sent to all the attorneys. And there's a pretty rigorous code revising process to get the bills into a form that we can actually review and vote on. And so when you start thinking about those schedules, it's this week or bust as far as any of these final agreements, I think.
And Brad, as you mentioned, this week or bust, it sounds like there's a few bills that have gone bust. You said you've got your hopes out for one piece of legislation that you're responsible for sponsoring. But you have had two bills that have actually made it through both chambers now and are on their way to the governor's desk. So that's exciting.
Yeah, I'm really excited about that. You know, it's just been a lot of work to get any piece of legislation through the process. Is a tremendous amount of work. The hydrogen vehicle bill, for example, Senate Bill 5000, was a bill that I pre-filed in December. It aims to provide tax parity for hydrogen fuel cell vehicles, the similar types of incentives that the state has long provided to battery electric vehicles. Both vehicles are zero emissions vehicles, and it could very well be just like we have gas and diesel. The next generation of vehicles could be hydrogen and battery electric. So it's good to bring that tax parity and for our state to be technology neutral. That bill passed the Senate, went through three committees in the Senate, and then got approved by all three committees in the full Senate, and then two committees in the House of Representatives, and just later last week, it was approved by the full House of Representatives, and it did receive some very positive comments. And that bill will go to the governor. The other bill is Senate Bill 5158. That's an important bill for electric utilities and the Department of Natural Resources related to implementing some recommendations from a utility wildfire group, and it builds in a process to keep communications flowing in our state between the utilities, DNR, and policymakers. That bill passed the House of Representatives too, so I'm very excited about that. The third bill I was hoping to get across the finish line, but it's not quite there yet, is that one we talked about a month or so ago related to tow truck operators being able to get compensated if the drivers are negligent and they're called out by local law enforcement and they can't get payment. So that particular bill, Chris, if you can imagine, went through the Senate committees, was approved by the full Senate, went over to the House, was approved by the House Transportation Committee, got elevated from this Rules Committee, which is an intermediary step between the policy committees and the floor, was placed on the House floor calendar and came up just a few minutes short of the deadline to pass the House. I had some communications with the Speaker of the House. She said she had no problems with the bill, but there was kind of this backlog of bills in those final hours before this critical cutoff. And so that bill is right now on the House floor calendar. So if the House of Representatives brought it up for a vote, it would pass, but I don't know if we can get it there. Hopefully, sometimes, like I said, with these budget bills, when we're doing these major budgets, there's still a sprinkling of these smaller policy bills that still have a chance to be elevated and voted on, but it remains to be seen whether I can actually get that bill across the finish line or not. But out of all four bills that I prime sponsored this session, I guess I'm batting 500 if my utility wildfire bill and the hydrogen vehicle bill pass, which for legislators' sake, I mean, mostly about less than 10% of the bills that are introduced every session become law. So if I'm batting 50-50, that'd be pretty good. But if I can get that third one, the tow truck operators bill, to the governor's desk, I know a lot of our tow truck small business operators would really appreciate it.
For sure. Well, you're well above the Mendoza line for a legislator. That's for sure, Brad. We're talking with 12th District State Senator Brad Hawkins on today's Coho Morning Show. Senator joins us every Tuesday throughout, of course, the legislative sessions, and we'll do so right on through the end of them again later on this month. So, Brad, what about the budgets? Let's check in on those real quickly, because I know that there's a transportation package in particular that's still floating around and being discussed. But as you mentioned earlier, this is sort of a time when all the fat has to be trimmed and everybody kind of has to come to some kind of an accord on all of this spending and just really everything that's kind of left out there that's going to actually get done and go to the governor's desk. So what about the budgets in particular? Anything to give us an update on there?
Yeah, it's really hard to say. I think the two-year budgets for transportation and capital budget will have a smooth passage. I voted for those. The operating budget, that will likely pass without a problem either, although I will likely be voting against it. That has a significant increase in spending, utilizes all of our rainy day fund, implements a cap and capital gains income tax, and spends all the extra revenue that the recent revenue forecast projected. So I just can't support the operating budget. But I think the Senate Democrats and the House Democrats, they know they have the votes for all three budgets. The transportation investment package, which has a list of new projects and a corresponding list of revenue increases, that remains to be seen whether that can get across the finish line. It's kind of tied to the cap and trade climate bill, which did pass the Senate but hasn't passed the House yet. There's a provision in the cap and trade bill that says this bill can't become law unless a new transportation investment package also becomes law, because part of the way that the Senate transportation chair proposes to pay for all the projects is the carbon fee that's in the cap and trade bill. So that's a big part of it. He also raises the gas tax by almost 10 cents. He implements a new tax on auto parts and boating and some of these other weight fees and licensing fees. So, I mean, there's a whole bunch of revenue raisers in that, but that's basically how we have to pay for new projects if we want them, like the $130 million Confluence Parkway bridge across the Wenatchee River, which happens to be a part of that package. It's just to get that, we have to support all these extra revenue raisers. So it's really hard to say if that's going to go and make it all the way through. It's difficult to say because it's connected to the climate cap and trade bill, whether that bill will go. The low carbon fuel standard, which we talked about and a lot of people have heard about and have concerns about, that could also pass or not. In all three of these, the new transportation investment package, the cap and trade bill, and the low carbon fuel bill could all have the effect one way or another of raising costs of gas. And if so, if all three of them are put together, Chris, you can imagine the stacking or pancaking of tax effects that we could have on our gas prices right now. So those are all kind of interesting. Those are all major pieces of bills that may or may not pass. One of the major pieces of policy that did pass that I'm very pleased about is a major new investment in forest health and wildfire reduction. I know you've had good conversations with the Commissioner of Public Lands, Hillary France, who's been on the show. And I'm really excited that bill, she's worked on that and the DNR staff have worked on that for multiple years. It would make upwards of $500 million of investments in forest health and wildfire response over the next 6 to 8 years. It's a major, major piece of legislation. And that one, the major DNR wildfire bill, does appear to be on its way to the governor, which is something, like I said, I'm very pleased about. So just like any time that there's the end of the session, there's some bills that you're excited about that pass. There's some bills you're not so excited about that pass. And there's some bills that you're concerned about or hoping get passed that either do or don't. And so it's live or die for these bills over the next week. And it'll be an interesting final week or two of session.
Undoubtedly, it will prove to be just that, Brad, and we'll look forward to getting some updates from you over the course of the next couple of weeks as the sessions round out for 2021. 12th District State Senator Brad Hawkins with us today here on the Coho Morning Show. Brad, thanks very much. Anything else you want to offer today before I let you go?
Well, there's still a lot happening, still a lot of concerns, comments, and questions that people may have as Coho listeners, so I just encourage people to reach out to my office. You can email me directly at brad.hawkins@ledge.wa.gov, or you could just go to my website, which is senatorbradhawkins.org, get all my contact information, call me, email me, send me a letter, and we'll try to get the answers to your questions. And Chris, it's been an honor to be on with you throughout the session. I know we have a few more weeks here, but it's just been great to connect with you each week, and it's an honor to serve the people of the 12th District as the state senator. So I want to thank everybody who's listening this morning.
Well, very good, Brad. It's always good to catch up. We enjoy our chats, and we'll look forward to not only having a couple more this month, but also understand we're going to work on maybe getting you on monthly here outside of the legislative session so that we can keep up on what you're doing aside, because obviously a legislator probably never sleeps as far as his or her business is concerned here in the state. So we'll look forward to some future conversations, including the one next Tuesday. Stay safe until then, Brad. We'll talk soon.
Likewise. Thanks, Chris.